This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Back in 1910, two boys sat contentedly in the shade and watched the cows graze in the bunch grass east of town. The land sloped gently to the east. Beyond that was a bluff, and below the bluff was an Indian encampment. Wildflowers grew profusely. There was no way to keep the cows from eating sunflowers. There were just too many of them. They made the milk taste like sunflowers. The families of Chelan were objecting to it. After all, they were paying $1 a head to have their cows pastured. They wanted milk they could drink. Johnny Pershall felt prosperous on that particular day in June. He had just collected for tending the herd. He fingered the bulge of his purse through his jeans. There were $20 in silver in the purse. He was the first boy to start a herd in Chelan, and the herd grew. It was no easy task to tend the town herd. The cows were not all of the same temperament. Some were unruly. He had to be careful. Some of the cows were heavy with milk, even so that they had to be prodded along to get to their milking stations. Johnny wasn't with the herd on this afternoon. He had made back calls, which was time-consuming and frustrating, but he always got his money. He never worried about the cows. He always left them in good hands. His younger brother and his cousin were watching the cows on this day. Ray and Elmer, the boys' names, didn't expect any pay for their work, but they were paid just the same. Of course, the boys didn't see the Indian who was watching them from the other side of the bush. It was all out of curiosity that he had silently and cautiously slipped up on the lads. He had acquired the name of Old Humpy because his back was deformed. He saw that the boys had some silver coins spread out on a red bandana handkerchief. They were counting it. When they finished, they returned it to their pockets. He saw how they were dressed. A cap, hickory shirts, bib overalls. They were barefoot. He wasted no time. The money would buy whiskey. He sprang from his position and grabbed the lads by their pants legs and shook them while they were upside down. He scooped up the money and disappeared. Well, Johnny turned his herd over to his cousin eventually, and they kept a sharp lookout for Old Humpy, whom they never saw again. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.